the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
I'm so excited to have you here on the Edge with us. My brains are going to really dig this, Francis, because you know what? They don't know a lot about classical music, and they should. Amadeus Mozart, you're going to channel him? Can you channel him on Will?
Yep.
Really? Oh, this is going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I can call him in at any time.
Oh, shoot. Brains, I want you to get ready for this, okay? Put your class on, okay? Because we are really about to do the great thing here. We have with us today Frances Pullen. And she tells me that she can channel Mozart. Not only that, but she's a psychic, and she's a beautiful 70-year young woman. Help me welcome her to the Edge, Frances Pullen. Hi, baby. How are you today?
I am super duper. How are you?
I'm super duper too. I can't complain about a thing. I'm excited about this because I love classical music. It makes you feel so smart and in tune. It raises your frequency. I guess that's because of all of the different pitches of the sounds of the music. Yes. So I want to get an introduction. Tell my brains a little bit about you and how you show up here on the planet.
I was born in 1949.
Wow.
Sis Esther Wurgis. I am married to Kevin Pullen, so I'm now Frances Pullen. I had four children. One passed away at age 33 of a heart attack. Son, and sent me spiraling down the rabbit hole. And when I came out of the rabbit hole, I had meditation, automatic writing, channeling, a whole new avenue was opened up to me. It's incredible. And I thank my son because with his passing, he brought me to this new place where I now play. I love my life.
Well, let's dial back just a little bit because I want a little bit more detail on that. Now, you said with your son's passing, I understand that you went into a dark place. But what happened? What brought you out of that place? And how did you begin to understand your psychic abilities?
Well, what brought me out of the hole was a friend whose sister was a psychic, and she was teaching meditation classes. And I thought, well, I need something to hang on to because I was not doing well. And I started to meditate and I started to gravitate toward spirituality. Love it and I love it. So that's how I came out of the hole and brought myself to a new understanding. A new way of life. Mm-hmm. All the questions I had growing up as a child, being psychic even then, I had questions. Who am I? What's my purpose? All this stuff at church is so not what I'm looking for.
Right.
And it's not God that I wanted to take from my life. It was the rituals. It was the church itself. It was, who am I? How can I be the best I can be?
Well, everyone is searching for that, and everyone is searching for that. You know, the church, I love church. Hallelujah. I love the camaraderie, but the church is a temple.
Yes.
It's the temple of the soul. It is who you are inside, because that's where God is found. It's not found in a building.
That's right.
It's followed by a doctrine. It's followed by the work. It's followed by the word. So everyone has a different snapshot, a different feeling about that. So I'm glad that you have come to an awakening and that you are in a good place right now. So explain to me it is to be psychic. What does that mean? That's a big $25 term. A lot of people use it. People want to understand what that is. They think it's hoo-hoo. They think it's the devil. You know, what does it mean to have psychic ability?
It means that you know things before they happen. You just have an innate knowing that the lady down the street is getting divorced. And you hardly know her.
And she probably don't know she's getting divorced.
She didn't know that yet, you know, but her energy field says that this is something that's going to happen. I didn't choose to know these things. They just happened. And when my friends would say, why do you know what you know? I just giggle and say, oh, I'm a witch. I knew I had to make
a W. You claimed a big W on them?
I did. And I knew I had to keep it funny because they didn't understand.
Right.
And many of those friends are not friends anymore because
they're scared of you now.
Yeah.
You read their mind. You know what's going on. They're afraid of that. But then they
I'm a 70-year-old grandma. I'm scary.
You are not. You are a love. So psychic ability, can you just tune in whenever you want? What do you need? You need a certain vibe and energy? Do you need a piece of their jewelry? What do you need to connect with that person?
I just need to be in their presence.
Wow.
I say I'm bringing my guides and angels, connecting with your guides and angels, and we are having a conversation surrounded loving white light. So that's how I connect. I do not do it without permission. Mm. You have to stay out of people's space.
Right.
Lady down the street getting the divorce. I never told her I got that information. That's not fair. You have to live your life exactly as you wish. And a psychic reading doesn't mean that the information I give you today might not change in 3 weeks because your energy changed. You know, you hate your job. Oh, I want to quit. And then the boss above you leaves and goes somewhere else. And all of a sudden you love your job again because the new person is great. Mm-hmm. You can't say this is a lifelong this isn't a penance on you. This is what's in your energy today.
Wow. Can you channel animals?
Yes, I can. I talk to the animals, yes.
Can you talk to animals that have been eaten by coyotes?
I haven't done it, but yeah, I could. Oh, I'm sorry.
Honey, let me tell you. I'm still reeling from that.
Oh, my God.
Yes. But afterwards, after we get concluded with this.
Okay, yes. Yes, we will do a little.
I've been playing my sound bowl. I'm just trying to get that frequency as close to God as I possibly can because he was my love. So now you have this ability. How did you figure out and determine that you could channel Mozart of all creatures on the planet? How did you figure that one out? What happened?
Well, it was funny. I was in my automatic writing class and we were supposed to go into a space and meet a guide or an angel. And so I went into a gazebo and I saw this wizened old man and I asked his name and he said what I thought was Amadeus, but later learned it was Amadeus, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And through my journey, I have learned that I was his sister in that lifetime.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now, you went.
First, he told me that in a session in front of a group. I was channeling to, and I didn't believe it, and I flipped. And then the next time it came, I did a past life regression, and I could see us there as children, and I was his older sister, and we were playing our instruments and doing things, and I thought, oh my God, now what can I do? So I ended up synchronistically in Prague with my granddaughter who had gone for a semester abroad. And what's next to Prague? But there was, I was right there in Amadeus territory.
Wow.
So I went to our house. I could hear us giggling on the stairs. And then ultimately I went to his sister's gravesite. And the message I got there very distinctly in my left ear with a woman's voice was, you have the energy. There's nothing here for you. Mm. And to me, that was confirmation that I had the energy of his sister. Mm. And so I can't deny it.
Right.
And we have a very close relationship, and he has helped me on my journey so much, I can't even tell you. He's brought stability to my life. And of course, some people think I'm a kook. And I let him think
that. Think you were a kook.
Why let him think that? I don't care.
All your time channeling a composer. Really? You could be a rock star. You could have been a movie star. You could have been an astronaut, anything. But why do they think that you want to channel that? Are you able to channel for us now?
Yes.
Scared of that? Okay, so, all right, brains.
It's going to take just a moment of my time to get into the energy, and I am an open eye channel, so I will open my eyes back up. Hello, brains. Oh. And I will go ahead and bring messages. Wow. So, here we go. It is I, Amadeus. Greetings to you, my friend. Thank you so much for bringing Francis into your life. Thank you for being a stellar vibration in the community to bring love to all that you visit. You, my friend, have a very precise duty in this lifetime to bring others out into the open for their expression. It is for you to know that I have commanded, so to speak, that Francis teach love of self to the world. It is her soul's purpose. And so that brings about the book that she has recently released, Loving the Me in Me. It was important for her to get in touch with self-love so that she might teach it to all she comes in contact. And you, my beautiful soul friend, are assisting in that message. I leave you now in love, light, and laughter for eternity. There you go, girl.
All right, so let me ask you. How does that feel? Are you within your body? Do you feel like you're having an out-of-body experience? Because I know, brains, you can believe this if you want or not believe this if you want, but I felt something. I felt a wobbliness. I could see, your voice change. I could see your persona kind of change with that. Now, it's up to you, brains, whether you want to buy into this and believe it or not. But something just did happen. Absolutely. And I don't think that she's just doing this because she's cute. I'm wondering the calling. So tell me, where are you at as Francis when you make this transition into Amadeus? What goes on inside your head?
Francis walks away. It's not that I don't remember some of the things that were said. He really liked you.
Thank you. I like him too.
I could tell he really liked you. I could feel that vibration. He thinks you're doing a great job for service to the community. I just step away. Ego leaves so he can come in and speak through me. He's taught me I'm supposed to teach love of self, and that's why I have this great new book.
Yes, let me see it. Hold it up. Really? You're going to send me a copy?
Yeah, send me your address, of course.
I will, because I want to promote that on the edge. Absolutely. Is that
loving the me in me? Do you know how important it is to love yourself?
Girl, yes.
How can you
really?
How can you love other people
to the 10th degree? I know how important it is to love thyself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does your family and your husband think about this? You know, you got another man dancing around in your head. How does that make him feel?
My husband thinks I'm nuts.
Really?
Total non-believer. He's a total supporter. I said, I need your computer this morning. I have to do this interview. He said, okay. He steps aside. He understands that this is how I am healing from the grief. And he is healing from the grief in his way. And I respect that. So we just have this beautiful relationship of respect. Some family members think I'm okay. Some think I'm okay. I don't care what they think. I have learned a very beautiful, beautiful thought that says it doesn't matter what other people think of you. It's yep. None of your business.
That's right. And you're in your space and you're in your head. And if it feels good to you and you're not harming anybody, absolutely. And so there must be other people that believe that you're not kooky because you're psychic and you're working with clients all the time. Do you write music or compose music? Have you been able to play any of his music or anything like that from your channel?
I never was able. I always wanted to play piano, but that financial thing didn't come into my life. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I listen to classical music all the time. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. And I see myself in ball gowns dancing to the music. I always have, even as a young girl. I thought it was the South, you know, right. With the plantations and all that. And now I realize that it wasn't that short time ago. It was a long time ago when I was wearing ball gowns and dancing to Mozart's and Bach and all those symphonies that were going on. And it's a joyous time.
Well, you know, I had an out-of-body experience. I'm not going to share too much about it. But I knew that I had a calling that I needed to go to China. I was Chinese in a previous life.
Yay.
Everything unfolded. It was unbelievable. From the time I got off the plane, I went to the Forbidden City. I looked in the temple. I saw myself, Francis. My feet never touched the ground.
Amazing.
My girlfriend that was with me, she knew this was a spiritual quest. So I don't think you're kooky. I don't think you're a quack at all. You know,
I don't either.
No, I think you're cute and I think that you're smart and you're brilliant and you wrote a book. So tell us a little bit about this automatic writing. What is that?
Well, I take my students into meditation. And we bring in an energy, whether they're in a house or an oak tree swing or in a cave, an energy comes to visit them. Mm. They can ask, who are you? What's your name? What is your place in my life? Why are you here? And so many people right now are bringing in Jesus and Mother Mary. Mm. find that prophetic in the fact that so many people are stepping into spirituality, but they, spirituality doesn't mean you give up God and Jesus.
Right. Exactly. Just, they coexist. People don't get that. God and Jesus is one thing. Your spirituality and connecting with that is an enhancement. It's your frequency.
Yes. So if you can talk to Jesus, why would you even question that there's a God? There is a God. And we call him source energy, or we call him Buddha, we call him Allah, we call him whatever we want to call him. And I say him just because that's what I say. But it's still the same guy. It's still the same energy. Came from that energy.
Right.
When we pass, we go back to that energy. We don't float in the sky. We don't go to hell. We go back to the energy. And we reunite with the souls that were in our life currently or previously. And then at some point, we choose to be reborn. We write a contract and we come back.
Right.
Decide not to come back.
Right. And you keep coming back till you get it right. You know?
When you come back, you get to do whatever lesson you're supposed to learn. And in my book, I talk about the lessons that I learned and going back to childhood, going back to looking at every little thing and forgiving me. Because sometimes when the belt flailed, I caused it.
You believe that?
I didn't think I did, but sometimes I did. If I didn't clean my bedroom and I got in trouble for it, then...
You didn't deserve to be hit.
Well, no, I didn't deserve to be hit.
But disciplined or, that, or talked to or put in the corner or taking your cookies away, but nobody deserves to be hit.
Never. Never.
You know, even with
animals. 70 years ago, my father was under a lot of pressure, and it's what he did. But I forgive him because I understand now the whys, the wheres, and I forgive me for any part I had to play in the drama. I chose it so that I could write about it at age 70. And come clean. And so that's with me.
So this is what all this has taught you, this life journey?
Yes.
Loving. You're not bitter and you're not resentful anymore?
Not a bit. I was awful for a long time. I am so filled with forgiveness and elation. And I talk to my dad, I talk to my mom. They're on the other side, but I can talk to them. You can talk to your loved ones too. And that little puppy dog's waiting to hear from you. So you
know, he's like, Mama, you didn't, I just feel like I've done something wrong. He didn't deserve that. He really didn't deserve that. And a lot of people don't deserve it. I just had a family member that a couple days ago, they found him dead in the chair. It seems like Source Spirit God is scooping folks up. I mean, just massively. Just over and over and over again. And I'm sure there's people that are passing every day, but people that I know, and it's, they're not dying of disease. They're not dying of, you know, being murdered or anything like that. They're just falling asleep and not waking up.
Falling asleep.
And so what do you feel about death and dying? Because you have the psychic ability, are you fearful? Are you excited?
Not a bit. I'm not fearful a bit. I had an incident. I went into the emergency room and they had to restart my heart. And the doctor said, we're going to kill you.
Wow.
For a second. She said, it takes 3 seconds. And I looked at my husband and I said to myself, if this is it, this is it. So they put the stuff in my body and I woke up and everything was fine, but there was no fear. There was no fear because, number one, I'm doing a remarkable job at life.
Yes.
If it's my time, it's my time. And number two, there was this little piece of joy that said I was going to see my boy again. So, no fear.
I can see that you're still very tender when it comes to, you know, your child and, you know.
That'll never go away.
It'll never go away.
I'm an empath, which means I am particularly sensitive. I cried at Hallmark commercials and AT&T commercials, and my kids laughed and said, oh God, Mom, what are you crying about now? Mm. You cry about him is always going to be there. Mm. And some days it's better, some days it's worse. This is the month that he left us. So I'm having a troubling month, but got to pull yourself up and get back out there and do your job.
You know, because everybody has their own journey. Everybody's got their own ride.
Everybody.
Mama tells me everybody's going to get a turn at the wheel, okay? And yeah. So it's more painful for the living than the dying because they are with other people that have, you know, are there to facilitate and to guide them.
They're rejoicing.
A friend of mine said that she had an out-of-body experience, and she said that when she got to heaven, your wingspan determined your goodness. And she said there were some wingspans that were 40, 50, 60 feet wide. And I was like, wow. So I have something to look forward to, and you have something to look forward to. Please tell my brains how they can get in contact with you, Frances, if they want a psychic reading, if they want to hear more about the work that you do with automatic writing, or they want to have a channeling done at an event of Amadeus Mozart.
Yes. I am at Frances with an E, Pullen with an I, .com. I can be reached at 714-904-8395. If I do not answer, you know the drill. I didn't answer your call because I didn't know the phone number.
And what did I do? I kept calling back, right? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, now you can assess this any way that you want. I'm glad that you tuned in and you got tuned up to something that is different. Don't believe in what you don't know, because you don't know what you don't know until it happens to you. Thank Absolutely. You so much, Frances, for being here on the Edge. Thank you, Amadeus Mozart, for visiting with us as well. Brains, I really want you to have a glorious day, to dig deep, to know that spirit lives on the planet and in the sky, and there are angels that are watching all of us. Thank you so much for being here on the Edge. Have a great day.
Sending blessings. I love you.